out there, Paz?
It felt weird, but it felt good just getting back to the swing of things and really putting the armor on and, you know, just getting used to the field. And, you know, it is summertime. It's a little hot, so this is something we have to get used to.
How much have you and Tom accomplished to this point just as far as building chemistry and a rapport between the two of you?
Well, I think in order for us to have the chemistry on the field, we have to first build a relationship off the field. And, you know, that's one thing that we're trying to do. And I'm not trying to step on his toes. He's not trying to step on mine. And, you know, it's just a mutual friendship. And when we have an understanding of we have high respect for one another. So, like I said, we have to start a relationship off the field in order for it to work on the field. So we're starting that.
How are you learning the system so far?
I'm really liking it. You know, when I went to Oakland and came here to New England, it was just more of trying to learn the plays and getting back to classroom work, meaning studying at night, opening up books, taking notes and things like that. So, you know, I've been taking notes and studying since minicamp, and you know, I don't tend to stop now. So, it just put me in the bed a little early and put me in my book a little earlier too.
You've been ready to deep a couple times, haven't you?
That's just part of football. You know, as Coach says, everybody has a position, and you know, I'm here to get open and catch the ball. So, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can to do and contribute to the team.
Glad to have Troy Brown back.
Well, I think that just makes everybody, you know, work a little harder just because they come to distribute the ball to everyone. And, you know, who doesn't want the ball? And I think that just makes us as a whole unit, all the skill positions work a little harder. And you can see we have a lot of skill positions out here that's very loaded. So, you know, coaches are going to put 11 on the field, and we just going to try to execute.
Are you happy if your impact is getting somebody else open because the defense is paying attention to you?
I've done it my whole career. So if you ask me, do I mind being a decoy? No.
Randy, glad you feed off all of this here at camp. I mean, the fans, the electricity, the expectations. Do you feed off of it?
No, I don't. I just see the excitement, and that really what makes me happy. Just the excitement of the fans, you know, the players, the coaches, and you know, you can just see just how family oriented this organization is. Just, you know, including with the fans. So, you know, like I said once before, minicamp. You know, I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to get a start at something that I hope that you know, will pay off at the end of the year.
Did you get this many fans in Oakland or Minnesota for first day of training camp to come and watch practice?
Well, football is America's sport, so there's fans, you know, around the whole world, not just our country. So I know the Patriots are going to bring them out, so I'm just happy to see them.
Is this camp different from others you've been to?
Who can't? I mean, y'all even heard it. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, you try to block out because you have a job to do. So, you know, it does feel good to hear the cheers and the kids screaming because that really who drives our sport is the children. So, you know, it is exciting and it is good to feel the love. But at the same time, you know, we have a job to do and we have to concentrate and focus on what we need to do on the field.
Do you see
some points of really busted out here at this time right now or at the stage of your career? Do you know what it's like to maintain to be at the place you need to be in September, or is this week, this time of year, very important for you?
Well, I think that training camp is where you really get the feel of football. And, you know, Sunday really is easy, you know, because you work so hard during the week and you know, prepare yourself and study film and things like that. That's the hard thing about playing football in the National Football League is throughout the week. So Sunday, it becomes easy. So training camp starts, and really that's, you know, with the heat, putting the pads on, you know, getting out of meetings at 9 o'clock, being in curfew at 11 o'clock, that's what's the hard thing about football is trying to get the little things done early in football season.
So is it game time then, actually, when you know that you feel comfortable with the offense with Brady and things like that, the way things are clicking, usually September, let's say?
You know, we don't really have to click as individuals. I think we have to click as a whole unit. And, you know, you have 11 on the field, so if one of 11 let down, then, you know, anything can happen. So I think that not just me and Tom has to be on the same page. We need 11 guys on offense, 11 on defense, 11 on special teams, and everybody needs to contribute. But like I say, everybody has a job to do, and hopefully we can all do that.
Randy, I know everybody knows that you put some things aside to come to the offseason program. Do you see that work paying off now when you put the pads on?
Of course. You know, I've always, you know, done off-season workouts with every organization. I don't know why, you know, it was a big issue here. You know, because I plan to come here and work to get myself in shape and condition to go through training camp and regular season. So, You know, I'm not doing anything that I normally don't do. You know,
but aside from getting some shape, you know, besides
I haven't done anything that I normally don't do.
Yeah, okay.
So everything is the same. I'm just glad to be here and going out here catching balls.
How is this camp different from others you've been through?
I think that just coming and working right away. You know, we had mini camp. We had time to prepare, you know, for what we're going to go through in training camp. And, you know, we had, you know, the report yesterday. You know, we had our test. And then we come back the next day and get right and pass. So, you know, I'm not used to that, you know, with the teams that that I was with before. But, you know, just for us being in pads and knowing that, you know, we can run around and hit a little bit and just feel the physicalness of football, it feels good to be, you know, right in the pads and not waiting, you know, 3 or 4 days to get in them.
How was that test?
Test was okay. It wasn't bad. I mean, it kind of hurt. Don't get me wrong, but every team has a test. But you know, here is just everything. I mean, if you know touch the grass long, you got to go back. So you know, it's just something, man. Every you know organization hopefully has you know some kind of conditioning test, just the way that you know players have dropped or fell off you know early in training camp. So it's up to us to get ourselves ready to come in and training camp and the coach. Staff and organization want to see if we're ready.
A couple last questions,
no.
Guys.